Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast, where two girls sit in a car and talk to random people about random things.
Today's episode on Two Peas in a Podcast is Food Freaks, where your hosts are Leah Gato and Levy Becker.
Today we'll be interviewing Luke Hawkins and Caitlin William about all their favorite foods and restaurants.
Two Peas in a Podcast.
Hey everyone. So today we got Caitlin and Luke.
Hi everybody. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Luke.
And we're going to be talking about food today.
Because we're food freaks.
Alright, so today we're going to learn about Luke and Caitlin's food preferences. Would either of you consider yourselves a food connoisseur?
I've definitely expanded my palate. Mm-hmm. I used to be a very picky eater. I was very much a pizza, chicken nuggets, grilled cheese. Oh, an odd food habit of mine. I dip my grilled cheese in ketchup.
I do that too. Wait, that's good.
I don't feel that's weird.
It's like
if you
soup.
Think about it, how normal is it to dip
your grilled cheese in tomato soup? I mean, I guess it's kind of close
tomato
to a tomato soup.
It tastes
I
like
guess.
Tomato soup, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the
but
same.
But it's not the
no,
same.
No, but it's like... It's
but like, it's a quick fix.
Yeah, I could see it being a quick fix, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's obviously not the same, because like tomato soup is like creamy and warm, but ketchup isn't, but... the same flavor profile.
Well, I also don't like tomato soup that much, so that's why it's even like weird.
Well, I don't eat it on its own. I just use it as dipping.
Yeah, I mean,
I could really go for a grilled cheese and tomato soup right now.
I love
that Panera right now.
Mm. Oh. Panera.
What about you, Luke?
What?
Are you a food connoisseur?
Not really.
That was
insane.
Well, also another thing, I feel like I can add to this conversation. I used to be a pescatarian. I didn't eat meat for. Like 2 years.
So that's just fish, right?
Yeah, I just ate fish, and then I would eat Wagyu because I'm.
I mean,
what is Wagyu? It's really, really, really like grass-fed, amazing cow that's treated really
they're
well.
Cows, they're Wagyu. Like they're massaged.
Yeah, like,
they're like they're treated. Yeah, really.
Different grades. Based
so
on
like
how
she didn't feel bad because they lived a good life.
Yeah, because I was meat person for ethical reasons.
They're treated better than us, honestly. Like they're literally massaged. They have like curated like feeding. They have like
and they're like it's like a fat to like. Yeah, there's a really good fat content.
That's how you determine the grain.
Yeah. It's like marbled really
if
well.
If it's like A5, or like A5 is the highest, I think, right? And then it's like, that is the most
like that,
fat, and A1 is like, it's still better than anything you're going to find at like
but
a local store or whatever. Yeah.
I have recently started eating meat again, though, so I have expanded. I do eat steak now. I've started to get more into that.
God, I love steak.
I tried lobster a couple weeks ago.
I mean,
it was great.
Just okay.
It doesn't have a lot of flavor.
I'm more into like trying foods now.
That's good.
I'm
into fancy foods.
I'll try anything once.
Okay, that's
my
weird.
Thing. I'll try anything.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing though. You really have to try things like so many times because I used to like hate sauces.
Oh yeah, every 7 years you gotta try some.
You have to just keep on like you have to gaslight yourself into liking it. Like I gaslit myself into liking like Diet Cokes. Because
I guess.
Oh, I hate Diet Coke.
I was like so done with like drinking fruit
punch
like and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also gaslit myself into liking Chick-fil-A sauce because my friends would always get Chick-fil-A sauce and I'd feel like a child being like, "Can I get my ketchup?" So I started eating Chick-fil-A sauce, but that's like now I eat so much Chick-fil-A sauce.
I had to gaslight myself into liking sushi.
I think
that's
because you have to learn to like it.
I've never not loved sushi.
I don't like sushi.
I have always.
It's
loved
a texture
sushi.
Thing for a
also,
lot of
I can't
people.
Even eat it anymore.
I can kale three rolls and miso soup and like spring rolls and all that stuff.
Also, they're not filling. They just leave you hungry.
I don't know. I think it depends on if you're used to it. Like, it's really a texture thing for a lot of people, though.
That's
and
why
I spent 3 years building up my sushi.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't say I'm super like. The sushi, like, rainbow rolls, where it's, like, a slab of fish on top. I stay more away from those, I would say. But
oh,
I like
good.
Dragon rolls. Mm-hmm. That's one of my go-tos. Mm-hmm. I like a shrimp tempura roll.
But I just like everything.
One thing. What's your guys' opinion on grocery store sushi?
Okay.
Because that's a...
At Fresh Market, not gonna lie, I eat it anyway.
Well, Fresh Market is fresh... Like, that's the best
anyway.
You could probably get it from.
I've only really ever had grocery store sushi.
That's why you don't...
You're not... Okay, we're gonna do,
need, like, Culture Pearl, Sakatumi, Tokyo, or, like, something like that.
I love Masaki in Bethany or Kokolo in Bethany.
Kokolo is really good,
Kokolo
but it's so expensive.
Is so expensive.
It's so expensive, though. And you actually need, like, a reservation.
Well, Culture Pearl is more expensive.
That's why I don't like Culture Pearl.
It's $20
too.
A roll.
It's smaller, too. Stingray's is good, though. Stingray's.
I'd rather get a burger.
Yeah.
Honestly. Okay. How would you rate your love for food on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
A 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
9.
I mean, sometimes there's, like, those days where I'm just, like, nothing is appetizing right now.
But yeah. Majority of the time, I'm like, I love
Chipotle
food.
Bowl, though.
Mm-hmm. The issue for me, I think, is just comes down to, like, laziness. It's like, I'll be home.
I like cooking,
and I'll
though.
Look around, and I'll... Okay, I like cooking. I'm fine with that. I don't like dishes and cleaning.
Yeah, same.
And the issue is, in my house, is if you cook, you clean.
You clean it. That's fair. That's what I was in my house,
and if,
too.
Like... So... I'll, like, look, and I'll have so many ideas, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, I want to make this. This sounds so good. But then I'm like, okay, but then I have to do all these dishes. I have to do all this.
Yeah, but I have, like, I have a rice maker and a pan that I can make chicken and rice.
Oh, that
I can make
nice.
It's so
oh,
nice.
I love chicken, like, teriyaki bowls.
Chicken and rice is perfect. No, I do, like, lemon pepper.
I'm
I do,
so
like,
hungry.
Dude,
I'm really
so
hungry.
Good.
My belly is, like, growing.
Yeah, no,
right
that's now. What I do. I just eat simple things like that. Just chicken and rice, steak and rice, like, anything like that. It's just, mm-hmm. it's so
good. It sounds like a prisoner's diet.
It takes less than 20 minutes. It
are
actually
you
tastes
on your
really
bulk?
Good.
Are you
I ate like 5 or 6 meals a day right now.
I wish.
I like actually I've eaten 7 before.
The
thing. So I see 7. Yeah, right. It's terrible.
What's next?
What are your go-to comfort foods?
Chicken rice is a simple one.
That's a comfort food for you.
It
chicken
honestly
rice?
Is. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, comfort is like anything that my. I guess soup is honestly a soup is one. Like Italian
yeah,
wedding
I'm
soup.
To
my mom used to make that all the time.
Yeah.
That and like. I think the most Italian foods, honestly. Like, the seven fish dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I love the seven fish
well, that was, I feel like that doesn't count as a food. That's, like, an experience. The
but
feast
like,
of the seven fish.
But it's
fish.
Still,
but
like,
you look
it's a comfort,
every single year. If I'm, like...
That's not, like, one specific food, though.
I look forward
like,
to my
me,
grandma's meatballs.
Really, no, we do it all in, like...
Yeah.
We put sure. all the fish in one pot.
Wow. Yeah, so when my family does the feast of the seven fishes,
do
we
seven
have, like,
courses,
we have seven
yeah.
different... It's not, like, courses, but, like, dishes. Like,
yeah.
We do
but
one different. We do, like, one main one. It's, like, has all the fish in it. At the top, like, linguine or whatever.
Butter and cheese pasta.
Oh,
that's really good butter and
with
cheese pasta.
With a little bit of lemon
I think just
it,
anything
yeah.
that, like, feeds your inner child.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
anything, like...
Like a chocolate
chicken
chip
tenders
cookie.
And fries.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just a go-to.
It hits every
but
single
also,
time.
But also...
time.
Pancakes, like pancakes or waffles,
yeah.
like breakfast food.
I don't
I think
like
is,
pancakes.
I prefer Belgian waffles.
I just
like
really,
more.
I just, I've never liked pancakes.
Do you like waffles or crepes?
I
or?
Like waffles. Crepes, I've only had once.
I need to do one more crepe day.
Oh, we have to do a crepe day. Yes.
I didn't even have your crepes, and we had crepe
I
day.
My crepes
I know. I'll bring them in. I'll do it again.
I don't remember why.
I did it for Christmas.
I remember.
That's
I remember you bringing them in, but I don't remember eating.
Caitlin and I used to do crepe day like once a week.
Oh my gosh, because it was so good. Because we had CWP every day, we had time for it.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta move on.
Wait, were you guys like ingredient what? Family? Are you guys ingredient or like?
Oh,
I'm ingredient family.
I'm ingredient.
I always make my own food.
Yeah, I'm ingredient.
Like,
no,
have...
I think I'm a snack family actually.
Really?
Well, okay, it depends on if my parents are on a diet or not.
Same.
Well,
because
yeah.
well, mine are on consistent diet.
My parents will go
oh,
on a
so
crazy
nice
diet
right
for
well,
a while.
My mom buys all the like the low calorie, high protein stuff. Okay, low calorie kind of sucks for me right now,
mm-hmm.
but she has all the
you're
high
bulking.
Protein stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my mom buys.
But, like, she likes the Kodiak like pancake mix and stuff.
Oh, that's what,
like, the
that's what we have.
The protein ones. Oh my god, she'll make
yeah.
like she make chocolate protein
mm-hmm.
muffins. It's they're so good.
Well,
they're
my
so
mom,
good.
I think we're a bit of both because we have a snack cabinet, but like we still
we're
only a snack house when I'm at the house. Because then my mom buys
so,
snacks.
So, yeah, if
for
I
her,
ask
I
her
will...
to buy, like, snacks,
yeah,
like
then
snack.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's not getting money.
I'll definitely
or
say, like, depends who goes grocery shopping, my mom or my dad. But, like, it's if we request snacks, we'll get them.
Yeah.
But also, I will say, like, growing up, like, when we were less busy, we were much more of an ingredient house because, like, my mom was, like, a stay-at-home mom. So she would, like, make food and be doing that constantly. But now, like, my mom works again. And we have so many kids, and we're all just, like, living life. We have more snacks, but we're still very much an ingredient.
Yeah, I'm more than
an
ingredient.
Especially since my mom's a nutritionist, so she's, like, always making things and, like, trying recipes and, like, doing that type of stuff.
Yeah.
All of the snacks in my house are gluten-free, and I can't have gluten-free snacks because I'm allergic to rice. And they all have rice in
my room.
That's unfortunate.
That's That also, like, I feel like that really sucks because... A lot of, like, because I know, because also, I didn't used to eat dairy. So, a lot of, like, the allergen-friendly things are gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll find that in restaurants, but you won't find the other stuff. Like, finding, even dairy-free was hard for me.
Yeah, my parents just go on, like, health kicks. Like, when I was little, for, like, 3 years, I was, like, vegetarian.
Wow.
Because it was weird.
I couldn't go vegetarian.
Me neither.
I love because
my mom was like all organic. Like we're only eating good, healthy foods.
That's what my mom is
right
now.
My brother would go crazy because he had too much sugar or like the red dye in food. It's just convinced
gosh,
red dye.
I used to be allergic to red dye.
Mm.
I would get like really bad hives.
Oh.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh.
But you know now I eat it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
What is your favorite food?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Okay, I have one specific dish. Okay, this might be, like, my ultimate comfort food, but every Christmas morning, my mom makes this creme brulee French toast. Ooh. Like, it's, like, I don't know if it's considered a casserole, but, like, it's genuinely, we only have it once a year, and I say, like, we're only allowed to have it once a year because that's, like, what makes it so special, but, like, mm-hmm. death row, final meal, that's what I'm choosing,
Yeah, that's good.
But, like, I only
that's
have it good. Once a year, so I don't know if I can consider that, like, my favorite same, food, like, but, like, mm-hmm. that is, like, I look forward to that. My mom, she now makes, like, 3 trays just so, because my rule for myself is if she makes it on Christmas, mm-hmm. and, like, I can eat leftovers, but I genuinely do not let her make it.
Yeah.
The rest of the year. Because I'm like, then that takes away it being special.
Yeah.
That makes
That's
sense.
How, like, it That's, is. Yeah. My family, like, on Christmas morning and on Easter, my grandmother makes, they're called popovers. I don't know if you guys know what these are. But it's, like, basically, it's, like, a breakfast bread. And it rises in the oven, and you cannot open the oven because the steam inside of it makes, like, a pocket inside. Mm. It's, like, doughy. And basically, there's, like, a 50-50 chance that it'll actually, like, rise and actually, like, pop. But it's like one of my favorite things because it's like very special because she makes it only on those 2 days.
Yeah. I think one of mine was...
That's why I like creme brulee so much because I only get it on Christmas and mm-hmm. I get monkey bread on Christmas morning.
Yeah, mine's Zaples because my grandma makes it only for holidays.
That's cool.
Like Christmas and stuff.
What are those? You know those little like snowflake cookies? You know what they're called?
I don't know.
My grandma like makes those.
All right.
And then my grandma will sometimes buy Shafiq Adele's from... Like,
all right.
They're like these. It's like cheese pastry. There's like cheese on the inside, and then it's like a coil of dough around it.
That's cool.
They're like a Touch of Italy. Sometimes they're.
I love Touch of Italy.
My sister used to work at Touch of Italy.
I went there for dinner yesterday.
Their sauce is so good, but it's so.
Anybody goes to Touch of Italy, my favorite salad in the world, the Mista salad. Ooh. It's like green, so it's like a spring mix, but like spinach, I think mainly, and it has candied walnuts.
Ooh.
Goat cheese, strawberries, and then this, like, honey herb something dressing. It mm-hmm. is just, it's the most delectable thing ever. It is, like, I look forward to it every single time.
I love Touch Italy. I had their gnocchi yesterday.
Ooh.
You see, I wasn't really able to get into that, because the texture for me, I'm a big texture person.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why I don't like mashed potatoes, because
that's a huge texture thing.
I don't like mashed potatoes.
I just I like to have a crunch. That's why I also don't like
salmon.
I don't like salmon.
I can't.
I don't like salmon.
My parents ruined it for me.
I prefer tuna.
Me too.
The salmon, it has a citrus glaze at Touch of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's the texture. It's not like how some salmon can get like tough. It's literally like so flaky, and the sauce is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite. I always get the miso salad. Well, my family, we're big appetizer people when we go out to eat like that.
We aren't.
Like, when we appetizer, we, like, get a bunch and we'll, like, eat family style. So we'll get, like, calamari and
uh-huh.
a piece of salad and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then I get actually. My...
I feel like family style is the best, like...
That's like, what I like, because I like to sample.
Yeah, when it comes
to, like,
sushi, like, I don't like to just order my own. Like, I like to get
mm-hmm.
one big plate of communal sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
like,
what my family does.
Because, like, then you can get, like, the best of everything, so...
You guys want the, It's in Ocean City. It's the Spanish tapas place. You ever seen that before?
No.
I've heard of that.
Dude,
I haven't been there, but yeah.
Yeah, my family went there, and it's like, they're getting these tiny little dishes.
Oh, it's called
like,
Spain.
Spain, yeah.
Yes.
Spain Wine Bar?
Spain Wine Bar, yep. That's where we went. It was like, they brought out, we got like 40 different like little tiny plates.
That place is fancy.
And for, dude, it was so, it was like $50
for
the
guy
this,
who,
yeah.
that's crazy. The guy who owns Spain or whatever, he's opening... a French
Dude,
restaurant in Ocean
there.
City,
it's
which
so
I'm looking forward to because
yeah.
I want to get some like good crepes. There,
yeah.
I don't know where it is again, but I remember. I know he's opening like a French.
If he's opening something, trust him. Spain wine.
He knows what he's
so
doing.
Good. Oh my god,
Spain does really well.
All right, we're gonna move on.
Okay.
Over or underrated? It's time for Luke and Caitlin to decide which foods deserve their delicious reputations.
We're gonna go through the list. Pasta.
I think it's
perfectly rated.
I feel like it's perfectly
rated.
Because it's so good.
But it's also so versatile, so I feel
like
that's hard.
Like, I can do anything
mm-hmm.
with pasta.
Because, like,
really.
Some pasta I feel like is maybe overrated, but some underrated, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would say
perfect.
It's even.
I feel like
rated
it's
how it should be.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, yeah, it's rated good.
All right.
Avocado toast.
Overrated.
I think it's overrated.
I've never had it, but I don't really have a desire to.
I think it's just too expensive.
It was a fad, I think. Like, it's good, but
well,
I think
it's not expensive.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
I just make it and it's nice. I put like a runny egg on top of it.
I think it went with like that clean, healthy girl aesthetic.
I think if you put like what you're trying to go for. Okay, but avocado toast, are you talking about like just avocado on toast, or are you talking about, because people
you
put,
can
like,
make it fancy.
You can like, I wouldn't eat just avocado on toast. That doesn't look...
It's good, so actually.
It's fine.
It is so good. Yeah, I do it.
I don't know. That, I would say that's overrated.
I think it's overrated and, like, because when it, at Rise Up, it's like $12.
Yeah, I would never.
Yeah.
Never at the place I work at, it's like $12, too, and I would... I don't know, when people order it, I don't want
to
be like, really, I would not spend money on that.
It's lime, avocado, and salt on bread.
Yeah.
Unless
it's
like, the only way I would really see it is if it was like fresh sourdough, fresh avocado with like seasoning.
Yeah,
but still, I think that's...
You still wouldn't catch me paying 12 bucks for that, though, that's the thing.
Nutella.
I love Nutella.
I think it's so...
I love Nutella.
I think it's proper.
Nutella.
I think it's properly
like
rated.
I think that's equal.
I could eat a whole tub of Nutella.
I could, too.
I can't control
Nutella
myself.
Nutella toast.
Oh, my
great.
Gosh. At Ocean's Calling, I had a Nutella... Oh, what was it? Did any of y'all have it? It was a Nutella-filled soft pretzel.
Ooh.
It was
there.
So...
That sounds good.
It was probably astronomically priced. I'm not
Dude,
even going
to
lie
that food
you.
At Ocean's Calling was actually so good.
But yeah, it was so
expensive. It was like
anyways,
$15 for like a chicken quesadilla or something.
Soft pretzels with vanilla, with Nutella. Try it if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, I don't care what that's rated. Soft pretzel with Nutella. I know that's not on there. That's underrated because that was like so. It was amazing.
So
it was delightful.
I love soft pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Oatmeal.
I think it's so quick and easy.
Overrated. I think it's easy, and
well,
I think you can make
rated,
it good.
Though.
I don't think it is highly rated.
Like
that's
but
why I think
Lainey
it's
and Caitlin got me on overnight oats.
No, I don't like
but
my oats cold.
That's
they
the problem.
No,
it's just,
like cold
again,
oats,
I know
yeah.
I've said this so many times, the texture.
It is the texture.
I know you can
mm-hmm.
I know you can put stuff on it and toppings.
It's still wrong. It's wrong.
It's, at
it
the end of
wrong.
The day, mush is mush.
Mush is mush.
Like, there? I don't want to put my like food into my mouth if I feel like it's already been chewed. And
yeah.
Oatmeal
yeah. already
no, it
feels like
feel
it's
like
been
that.
Chewed.
It does feel like that. There are times where I'm eating oatmeal, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, this is really good, and then I'll go to make it the next day, and I, like, can't.
No.
I can't eat it.
There's
really.
Some foods that I just
but
can't
I feel like oatmeal and fruit actually is so good in the morning. It's so
yeah.
cool. I feel like it's so... It's under... It's not highly appreciated.
I feel like you
so
have to grow up eating it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Like, I didn't grow up with
that's
it.
That's how, like,
I
my brother is
with,
like, cream chip beef. He loves it.
My
I
dad...
I can't stand it. It's
I've
so
never
gross.
Had
yeah, I think it's so gross. My parents... My dad and my grandparents...
My brother loves
it
because my mom used
me.
To make it. But I could never eat that stuff.
Pierogies.
Pierogies?
I don't know if I...
Pierogies are just stuffed with potato, right?
Mm-hmm. They've kind of fell off the face of the earth.
They're so okay.
I don't really know if I've had...
I have a squishmallow named pierogi.
I've never liked pierogies.
I mean,
well,
Winnie.
We've had pierogies before my house because
okay.
my
I think
brother is from Ukraine, and that's like a Russian or whatever
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
So we've had pierogies before. I don't know if I've ever tried them because
it's
like a dumpling kind
it's
of, right?
Dumplings
it's
dumplings.
Yeah.
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 It's like
I don't know if I don't think I was into it.
We're like a puff pastry
it's,
too.
It's
no,
bland,
it's like a pasta.
It's
like
oh,
pasta
it's that,
stuffed
okay.
with potato, and it's
yeah.
kind of, it's like mashed potato on the inside.
I think we had like pierogies
okay.
and like borscht.
I could never get into
whatever that.
It.
I don't think I don't know. I don't know how hyped they usually are, but like I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to get them.
No.
In front of me, I'd be like, okay, whatever.
No, we had pierogies pierogi day at school lunches.
What?
And people used to get so excited about them. I just never understood it. And they're always soggy, too. So. Ramen.
Okay.
Okay, I love ramen.
I like
so
ramen.
So much. If there's a ramen bar, it's good. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
I think...
Levy Miyagi
it,
near
okay.
you, you need to go to it more.
Yeah, no, I go it all
so
the time.
Good.
I think instant ramen is overrated.
Okay, I don't think so because
I think instant ramen
again,
is overrated.
You can just add like simple
it's
things
just
to it.
Salty.
It's so good.
It is salty.
I love salt.
I was
like you need to get traditional
I could drink salt.
You need
it's
to get
so
traditional
good.
Ramen, like traditional.
Like at like the kind of like kaiju.
Yeah, like you just need
just,
you just
that,
need,
okay,
like,
the one at like kaiju when there's like stuff in it looks good.
More appetizing.
It does look more appetizing.
But
I still like
still ramen. I don't know. I just maybe I'm not drawn to like soupy type. Like,
yeah,
if
you're
not
a soup,
yeah.
Soup, do you?
Well, I do like soup.
Because I love
I
soup.
Just,
I have such a big appreciation for pho.
Yes
though.
And no.
Yes and no.
Because I won't just sit and eat a bowl of soup. Because to me, that's just like not. That doesn't feel like eating to me. I like to chew.
That's fair.
I do like to chew.
I'll dip my grilled cheese in tomato soup, but I just don't like to sit and eat tomato soup. Because me, that's like, the soup is like the dip. It's the sauce. It's the something. Like, you have to have, like, bread or something.
My mom's not.
I'm a huge soup person.
My dad hates soup.
I like soup. It's only in, the colder weather. Like, it cannot be in the summer. Like, it's not.
I would go get ramen.
I like it when I'm sick. Ramen's fine because it's not really soup. There's like,
yeah, it's more
it's
noodle.
So much, and there's so much. There's like chashu, which is just like the braised pork, and there's ramen. There's actual like noodles.
Oh my god!
There's
so
what's bamboo, there's
this
egg,
is like completely off topic ish really. But my brothers one time, like they're boys, like they don't know anything about cooking or kitchen or whatever. Like bless their hearts, but that's they sexist. Will make don't even yeah. they make. Will, like, make ramen, like, that's one of the things they know I make,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they were, like, trying to, like, experiment, and they made a ramen sandwich.
Oh, okay.
That was like, actually on the internet, that was, like, blowing up.
Like, just TikTok, I think. Okay, then that's where they got it from.
That's where they got it from.
Who, like, how, where, I don't even have words for that.
Oh, no, I don't
the
understand.
Textures of that, like, biting into the, like, imagine biting into
a
sandwich,
a lot of
and, like,
it's noodle.
That's like worms.
Well,
yeah,
no, what they do is they like they actually like put it in a pan so they get it like crispy and then they like bite it. That's what a lot of people do, I think.
All right, what we got next?
Which ice cream flavor tops the rest?
Okay, so this is gonna be a blind rating out of 10. Vanilla.
I think it's just basic.
Like, I think it's a 7.
I think it's a 5.
I think it's a 7. You can add anything to it.
It's
versatile.
Anymore.
Solid.
It is versatile.
It's still vanilla.
Yeah, but like
it's
still.
No,
it's
not. You add peanut butter sauce. It's peanut butter ripple. You add cookie. You add like Oreo.
Well, this is the ice cream man over here.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
It's a 4. It's a. It's just so.
I think it's just 5. It's like.
I'm gonna.
It's
give
very
it,
middle.
Yeah.
I mean, like a
I'm
4
gonna
or
give
or
it
six.
A 6 for versatility and like. Birthday party, you don't know. Like, just get vanilla ice cream. Everybody's gonna. Nobody's gonna love it, but everybody's gonna like it.
Yeah.
Just 6.
Salad. Okay. Chocolate.
I think that's a 7.
I think it's a 7.
I think it's a
7.5. Because I love chocolate more.
I don't like chocolate.
And I think it has a better flavor than vanilla.
That's so true. It's definitely better than vanilla. But again, I like something like...
Inside,
I like
yeah.
some sort of mix-ins. With,
yeah.
Because it's like a treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get a bite that doesn't have any, and then you get a bite with like a hunk of like cookie dough or
oh,
Oreo
yeah.
or something.
I love cookie dough ice cream.
So I'll say 7.5 for chocolate.
Okay.
I give it a 3. I
Why?
Just, it also depends on how dark the chocolate is. If it's too dark,
oh,
I don't like it.
I like dark chocolate, actually.
I'm a big dark chocolate person.
I like dark chocolate, but I don't like dark chocolate ice cream.
Because I
kind of
like made myself like it, although I will say. Well, yeah. For me, it's like, I like milk chocolate. I like white chocolate the best, then dark chocolate.
Ew,
I know that's
white
weird.
Chocolate?
I like white chocolate, actually.
It's too sweet for me.
It's like,
it's
it just
so
tastes
like
chemicals.
All right, let's continue.
Strawberry.
I think it's like a
4.
I give it a
maybe
2.
A 3.
Especially
maybe
when there's that, when they actually put like strawberry bits
it's
in
like
it.
Gritty.
It's like gritty and slimy.
Yeah, it's gross.
Okay, I'm going 3. I'm not
3
sure.
I give it a 2.
I think 3 or 2, actually, yeah.
Okay, cookies and cream.
10.
9.5.
8.5.
I give it a 9.
8.5, because also, again, cookies and cream is very hit or miss, because like yesterday, I got a cookies and cream blizzard.
Oh, God.
There was... just cream, no cookies.
Really?
Yeah, there was, like, no chunks.
Oh,
I like it when
it
it's chunky.
I do
I like... It has to be an adequate... Like, you have to be able to get a scoop of Oreo with every single bite.
Oreos,
yeah.
And it not just,
really.
Like, an actual chunk of Oreo, not just, like, the powdered, how it's, like, the black and white speckled. Like,
no,
I want
like a chunk.
I want
yeah.
to bite and taste Oreo.
I want to agree.
Yeah,
no,
that's
yeah.
true.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. I love chocolate chip.
Okay.
That's a 10 out of 10, depending on the brand.
I think it's an 8.
Tillamook, if you've ever had Tillamook.
I know what you're talking about.
They're the best chocolate chip
because,
cookie dough ice cream I've ever had.
I mean, I love that it has, like, the individual cookie dough chunks.
I like
yeah,
that.
When
I
get
that.
A cookie dough ice cream that does not have cookie dough chunks in it, I'm upset.
That makes me angry.
Yeah.
Like, I am angry.
It's like a lie.
But I feel like, also, at the same time, like,
there's
it is a little bland,
yeah.
and sometimes it can be too sweet.
It depends.
Yeah.
Some of them... they only sweeten pretty much the chunks, and then it's just vanilla ice cream. And then other ones, they actually flavor the ice cream, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
mint chocolate chip. I think it's, like, a 5.
I think it's a 9. I'm sorry. It's my go-to, guys.
I think it's a... I used to really like it, and that used to be my go-to, but now I think it's a solid flavor, but not, like, anything.
It's just my childhood, and
it's
I don't...
popular, though.
I do
also
not...
6.
I don't get the whole, oh, my God, it tastes like toothpaste. Don't tell me that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It kind
of does.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
What toothpaste are you getting?
Well, I don't like mint, either. That's my
favorite. Okay, then
that
that's different.
Yeah,
I mean,
different.
I think it's okay. I still like it, though.
It's like my, it's just my childhood, so.
It's the only like, mint thing I'd actually like enjoy eating is the thing, so.
That's
I gotta
fair.
Say like a 6 or a 7.
Yeah. Peanut butter ripple. What's in peanut butter ripple? It's just vanilla ice cream with peanut butter in it. I give it a 7.
I've never had it, but
I'm not a huge fan of like peanut butter and chocolate. I mean,
if it had chocolate in it, I would rate it higher.
Chocolate would, it would make it better if it was chocolate.
Well, I've had chocolate peanut butter
ripple before,
mousse
tracks.
That's really good.
I love chocolate mousse tracks.
I would give, for peanut butter ripple, maybe like, I don't know, 4. I've never had it. I don't think I can give it an accurate.
I'm not going to rate it either.
It's just vanilla ice cream.
I give it a 7.
Vanilla ice cream and peanut butter. That doesn't sound like anything revolutionary.
It's just a classic for my family.
It is.
Rocky Road.
I think it's good.
I can't remember.
It's just chocolate and vanilla, right?
No, it's
what
like
else is in
it's
it?
The there's chocolate
nuts.
With marshmallow and then it's
nuts in it.
I think I'd give it like a 6 or 7.
I don't know that I've ever had it.
It might be too much for me, actually.
I know I've had it. I don't remember.
I don't think I've had it.
It used to be more popular, I think.
I'll go like maybe like, I don't know, like 6.5, 7.
Yeah, that's what I think
so
too.
Because like I'd get that over like plain vanilla.
Yeah.
Butter pecan.
I think it's a little overrated.
I give it an 8.
It.
I love butter pecan.
Like, I
mean, if you get
like
a good
a
butter
5.
Pecan.
It's like mid.
No. It's good. It's like, it's kind of on par with like a rum raisin kind of type thing.
I've also never had rum raisin.
Fan, yeah.
I've never had rum raisin, actually.
What?
Never had rum raisin.
And that's coming from the
I
ice cream
like
man
raisins,
himself.
So I don't like
the rum raisin from your place is actually good,
it's
too.
So, I skip all
oh my gosh,
do
the viewers know good. Luke's credentials?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Luke owns a farm that has ice cream on it.
A dairy farm.
Dairy farm.
He's like, he's the ice cream man.
He is the man of ice cream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. Pistachio.
Overrated. I give it a 3.
Wait, pistachios or pistachio... Oh, wait, sorry.
Pistachio.
I didn't realize we're still talking about ice cream.
I like pistachios,
I think
though.
It's a,
I've never had
a 2...
A
3
okay.
or 4. 3.
It depends like, on the ice cream.
It
can't
really,
have, like, actual pistachios
it's
in
so
it.
It's so hit or miss. Because I got a pistachio gelato or something in Spain. When we were in Spain.
That was good.
And that was so good.
But the ice cream...
I don't think I've ever gotten pistachio.
One time I got pistachio ice cream from the grocery store. It's like a French ice cream brand. I don't remember what it's called. But it literally tasted like I was biting into a pistachio.
Like
it was salty, too.
I would only get it if
disgusting.
I was, I think, like, if it was, like, gelato.
Okay, yeah.
Now we are going to get Luke and Caitlin's opinions on some of the most popular fast food chains.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to decide what your favorite fast food stops are. We have a whole list, but McDonald's. Does anyone McDonald's
what are your thoughts
person?
On McDonald's?
I mean, the breakfast is good. Other than that, I don't like it.
I think it's so overrated.
I didn't really eat at McDonald's when I was younger because my mom just did not like McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got fast food, it would be from other places.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact for people who didn't know, McDonald's fries. I do like McDonald's fries.
They're good.
But
they're
good. I didn't eat them when I was pescatarian because I guess they have beef something in them.
Beef tallow.
Actually,
that would make sense.
Yeah.
Word.
That was
okay.
In like the 90s. They cooked them in beef tallow.
No, it wasn't just the 90s.
I thought so. Maybe early. I don't know.
Because
I
looked it up.
Got rid of it.
Because I remember when I was pescatarian. I was pescatarian like 2 years ago and I looked it up. And
honestly, beef tallow is better. Tallow is better for you anyway.
Tallow is better for you than vegetable oil,
yeah.
But I made it vegan, so vegans can eat.
Hey guys, there was a lawnmower dude that came by, so don't mind it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, but McDonald's fries, I like McDonald's fries.
Yeah, I think they probably have one of the best fries.
Yeah, they do.
If there's, like, a McDonald's, like, in a group of fast food chains, I'm probably not going to McDonald's.
Yeah, no.
Once they have all day breakfast, then
also, their ice cream machine is always broken.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Chick-fil-A.
I think it's so
good.
I every
don't like
time.
It.
I don't like Chick-fil-A.
What?
I don't like it that much.
No.
Bro.
How?
I think it's just
why?
Okay. I don't know.
It's so average.
And I'm always hungry after I eat Chick-fil-A.
I think it's better than, like, most fast food restaurants, because
it's
like,
yeah.
It feels like actual food.
It's
like
better
quality-wise,
but, like, I'm always hungry, and the taste just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
You guys have to try the chicken nuggets with Chick-fil-A sauce.
I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce either.
No, but you gotta try it, because I didn't either, again.
You gaslighted yourself
and
into
I
gaslit it?
Myself into, and I know, like, not to be toxic, but, like, I feel bad for, like, I don't like how to gas myself into it, because it,
however,
the serving size for that one little packet is 140 calories,
and
I will house that stuff, and it is, like, I was like, I can't be doing that. Like,
I switched to Polynesian for a while.
I feel like I'm going to have to switch back to ketchup.
I like their avocado ranch, though.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
I used to always get the market salad, too. Mm. I like the market salad, because that one, for salads, I like fruit and everything.
I love fruit in my salad.
Yeah, so it's like a spring mix. It has like apples and blueberries and strawberries and like mandarin oranges sometimes, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
And then blue cheese, but I would get it without blue cheese. I'm not a blue cheese fan.
I don't like blue cheese.
And then
cheese.
I would like get it without the chicken on top.
Mm-hmm. Chipotle.
Is that fast food? Okay, it's like...
It's like...
That is fast.
I consider that fast food.
Quick food, not fast food.
No,
kind of like Panera.
You can go in, get your bowl within like 5 minutes.
It's kind of fast
food. Okay, so are you saying like fast food is only like drive-thru?
Yeah, I think fast
food is drive-thru. Well,
they have a drive-thru. They do have a drive-thru.
What?
Yes. Yeah, what? Chipotle Ocean City has one.
No Chipotle with a
really? Yes, in Ocean City.
I thought they closed that one.
Okay. No, the one on like 128th.
I'm pretty sure they closed that drive-thru.
The 128th?
Otherwise, I've been going through that drive-thru because I've been to that Chipotle a lot.
You should go
through
that drive-thru.
I feel like Chipotle definitely
It does. And if you can order online to pick up in store.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think Wawa and Chipotle are quick food, not fast food. Fast food is like
okay,
a drive-thru.
But
like
Wawa, is that the quality
Wawa's
of fast food? No, it's not.
Wawa's
not that good.
Wawa's fantastic.
Oh, I love Wawa.
No.
I think it's good, but
Wawa,
it is the quality of fast food.
It's so good. It's the best.
It's not
so good.
No,
it's not like the best fast food. Like, okay, I'm gonna consider it like all quick fast food in the same category because to me, fast food is like if you're on a road trip anywhere, you would stop to get food when you're on a long road trip.
Yeah,
but
that to me is like fast
Chipotle,
food.
Though.
I would stop. At
I would
Chipotle.
Do.
No,
yeah.
I would stop at Chipotle.
It's quick.
You could get in and out of there within 15
minutes.
It's
quicker than Panera. Actually,
15 minutes is. I don't think 15 minutes is fast food.
To me,
honestly.
No, if you're stopping there on the road, like, you can eat it in the car. I eat Chipotle in the car.
Yeah. I mean...
Either way, 10 out of 10. I love Chipotle.
I
love
like Chipotle.
I do like
Chipotle.
I think it's fantastic.
Part of it is with,
tacos
and stuff. I love tacos. I love
Mexican. I have the soap cilantro gene, and so there's so much cilantro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's so much in Chipotle.
But, like, street tacos are my favorite food ever.
Like, I'll still eat it, but it is...
For me, I like seafood. I like seafood tacos. So I like fish tacos and like shrimp tacos, but I'm not a huge like chicken or beef taco person. And maybe I could be.
Beef is a little too tough when
but
it's taco version.
Yeah.
Not if they like,
or, like
extra tenderized.
Yeah.
Like,
and I don't know if I'd be
not if it's like the stop and go place.
If it's like grab and go tacos.
Grab and go tacos so good.
You have to, I'm telling you.
It's on the border of Ocean City and Fenwick.
Love grab and go tacos.
It's so,
it's
good.
So good.
Okay, anyway, we should keep going.
I would say grab and go tacos.
What's next?
Do Burger King.
No.
Can't remember the last time I've been to
I don't think
King.
I've ever been to a Burger King.
I think
awful.
I've been to a Burger King
atrocious.
Once.
I went one time. It was bad.
It's bad.
I don't know how the chains are still alive.
Okay.
I don't know who goes there.
I don't know who goes there.
I really don't know because there's a Burger King by my house and they just renovated it. But I've literally never seen anyone there.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
No.
I've never had it.
I've never had it.
Taco Bell can hit. Something.
No way. No.
Doritos look as
the
tacos.
Only thing.
The
the
only
have
time.
The cinnamon twists.
Yeah.
I did like those.
Those are good.
But I had those when I was. I had those when I was younger. I can't genuinely.
They're good.
Don't know if I've been to Taco Bell in the last.
Oh,
decade.
I've been last decade probably.
I've never been.
No, I've been once, and it was in like sixth grade.
I used to go.
I've had the twists, but I've never like actually been there.
I had a Crunchwrap Supreme, and it's the dirtiest place I've ever been to.
It's
They're always so dirty.
Let me tell you.
All right.
It's good food.
What's next?
Wendy's.
I like their Frosties.
The Frosty and Fry combo is
good. Oh, their
Baconator
is good.
Their what?
Their Baconator.
Their Baconator is good.
The Baconator's good.
I also like their chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Okay.
They're, like, kind of drier, but...
I'll eat a Wendy's chicken nugget. Like, they're fine.
Like,
I mean...
If they're
like
four for four...
If their nugs are not good, they're a bad restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay?
You
have to have good nugs. Like, DQ? Oh! Those nugs?
Good nugs?
Oh. Could be crowned, almost.
Oh, I like the DQ. They're really crispy.
Yeah.
I've never had...
I will say the
DQ.
The one thing... Because I would say my two main... It's just because, like, we live... Like, we
where
live
we
in the
live.
Of nowhere and, like, kind of-ish, and there's not many fast food places, but, like, my two main, like, fast food places are, like, Dairy Queen and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, me too.
The thing I like about Chick-fil-A is the breading and, like, the coating is not as...
Is thin. Not as... Yeah. But when I want it, DQ.
But, like, DQ... Also, DQ is tender form.
Yeah.
So it's a different experience.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm a big DQ fan.
All right. Anything else, Leah?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Thank you guys for getting on.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
You want to say anything?
Live, laugh, love food. I love food.
Go to Grab and Go Taco.
Go to Grab and Go Taco. It's in Fenwick. It's so good.
Wait, does anybody have any, like, I know this is me just adding in and taking over, but does anybody have any, like, fast food, like, hacks or, like, special, like, tricks or, like, you know how some people are, like,
Chipotle one,
like, some like people yeah. will, like, have, like, a specific thing? Like, does anybody have those? Because I always, like, I always like listening to those.
No, I don't think
or,
so.
Or, like, weird combinations.
My brother used to do was he would take, he would get a filet of fish and, like, a Big Mac or something and, like, merge them together.
Ew.
That's not a hack.
It wasn't
that's
a filet of fish. It was, like, it was a chicken. It was, like, one of the chicken sandwiches and it was, like, a Big Mac or something.
I just dip my fries in my ice cream.
I think
that's
yeah,
pretty
much
it. I'm not gonna shoot you.
Okay, anyway, bye!
Bye, everybody!
Bye!
Thank you for watching Two Peas in a Podcast with Leah and Webby. We hope you learned more about our opinions on all things food and new insights from our guests, Luke and Caitlin.
Make sure to tune in next time for more random questions with random people.